With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jennifer Staten. Early voting continues through Friday in the March 6th primaries. And during this primary season, we've been highlighting some of the races on the ballot in Central Texas. This morning, we're going to look at the race in House District 46. And to talk more about that, here's KUT's Ashley Lopez. She covers healthcare and politics for KUT. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
So House District 46, Democratic incumbent Donna Dukes is running for re-election, but she has five challengers in the Democratic primary. Mm-hmm. So why so many challengers?
Well, because for all intents and purposes, she wasn't really supposed to be running this year. She said back in 2016 that if she won her re-election, she would resign, and she didn't.
And so there was a lot of controversy swirling around her. Remind us of what the allegations were against her that started that whole trajectory.
Well, she was indicted. There were 13 felony counts leveled against her, and that had to do mostly with a misuse of public funds. Prosecutors has since dropped all those charges, so she's not mired in that anymore. But she was, you know, another controversy that was flagging her were her absences. She was missing a lot of votes on the floor, and even people in her own party were kind of hoping she would resign because she just wasn't showing up to work a lot, and that was problematic for Democrats. For some Democrats, I should say, there are Democrats who still stand by her and say that they don't agree with all of these criticisms of Donna Dukes. But yeah, I mean, there's been like a lot of backlash to her being in that position after saying she would resign in 2016.
So Donna Dukes has a lot of challengers in first the Democratic primary before we even get to the general election. What is the Democratic Party doing here? Are they supporting her? What are they saying?
Well, the Democratic Party doesn't usually take a position in primaries. They usually just support a candidate for the general. But I would say, like, Democratic groups that usually endorse candidates, they haven't been endorsing Donna Dukes in high numbers. Cheryl Cole has gotten a lot of endorsements. So has Chito Vella, who's also running for that seat.
So, Ashley, has Donna Dukes been campaigning? Has she had much to say during the election? What have voters been hearing from her?
You know, I haven't seen a lot of like campaign signs and her doing a lot of events where I have seen some of her challengers doing a lot. But Donna Dukes also hardly campaigned at all during her last election, and she won in a landslide. She has been in that seat for a very long time. She's been there for decades, and her name recognition is off the charts in that district. So, I mean, yeah, you don't see her name everywhere, but she's been there a really long time.
KUT's Ashley Lopez covers healthcare and politics for KUT. Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
You can find information about what's on the ballot and where you can vote in these Texas primaries. Early voting ends Friday. You can find that at KUT.org.